This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Friday the something of May, yes. 2018.
Yes.
How are you, Eric?
I'm well. How are you,
it's
Uncle
so good
David?
To have you here because you are phoneless.
No, I am actually holding a phone in my hand currently. I don't know where
you were so much nicer
ago.
Without a phone. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good.
Ryan
very
James good. Holiday in 1987.
That's me.
Is that when you were born?
Yes. Fuck. 30 years old.
I've been out of school for 30 years.
No way.
Really?
No, actually, way.
Way, dude.
I mean, you're young and hot, Dave.
I'm old.
Eric, what time does this thing start?
I think this thing starts just now. Yeah.
Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We're going to go through some stuff because there's been things happening.
Everything has been happening,
man. I got a very
man.
Horrible email, from? Which we'll discuss, from some random oak.
Hey, swag.
And then the I also found the best.
The best way to start your weekend is with one horrible email.
Jeep.
Just a single horrible email.
Yeah, it just plays in your mind the whole weekend through. Like when you're having fun, you're like, hey, but then that thing that Josh said about me being Josh. I'm using the name Josh here. The thing Josh said about me being insipid. I don't even know what this word means.
And the email language is different. And email fights is a different. It's really passive aggressively. And according to our last conversation, when last discussed, Dave, on the 22nd of.
Now, this was a reply all.
Yo. Oh,
so everyone in the conversation could see that the fight between me and this complete stranger.
Ew.
And I was being nice, and he kind
were
of started
nice
roasting.
Were you being kind of?
No, he said, "I like this lineup of comedians."
Yeah,
but who's this Dave Levinson guy? Now, obviously, he's being funny because it's a friend of mine that's invited him to the comedy night. So it's the night of headliners at the Cape Town Comedy Club.
Okay.
And then he goes, I know all the other guys. And it's impossible for him to know the other guys. Koki Falco, he hasn't even been in the country for 10 years.
Yeah.
So he's like, I know all the other guys. I don't know this Dave. I know what I'm reading in his voice now.
Yeah.
I know the other guy. This is Dave Levinson guy. So I replied all. Click. I just said, maybe you don't know who I am, but your mom does.
Oh.
And that's when the fight started.
There's always a before a fight. That's the call to fighting.
Listen, we've got proper guests on, man.
We do.
Kusunati, how are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks.
Cool, man. Are you into the mic there? Are you audible?
Yeah.
And then Edward... Well, am I saying your surname correctly? Edward Motale.
Yeah.
Edward Motale. But I recognized you, man. You know what I recognized? The hat. Because we went to... Do you know what we did?
Yeah.
We did a promo with a magazine, with Kickoff magazine. Is it Kickoff?
Yeah, Kickoff, yeah.
And it was a young white dude who was the writer, and we went somewhere. We drove cars for this competition. What was the guy's name, man? A little cheeky white editor. And I still interviewed you for the thing, and we went to a Pirates game, and we took a whole lot of people with us that had won a prize.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They won a prize, and you and I would literally sat on the bus together, literally. Ryan.
literally. Next to each other.
We sat next to each other, and we weren't allowed to drink, but I think we did.
Yeah.
We might have had a Fanta or two.
Yeah.
Edward.
Yeah, I remember we had fun.
It was like, and we had to go watch Pirates Drew, obviously.
Yeah. So, what? Pirates is a winning squad, man. Let me defend my Pirates. My Pirates
those
are
derby, those derbies are hectic because Pirates will draw with Kaiser Chiefs on the derby day.
Yeah, the derby day is a different thing, man.
Yeah, but
the derby day hasn't been the same for the past, I think it's 6 years. Like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's when Kaiser Chiefs used to pull that last 5 minute goal. Like in the 85th minute, it's like a new team is on the field, and then they just start scoring out of nowhere. Then the final score is like 3-0 to Kaiser Chiefs
in the last 12 minutes.
Or but the referee gives them something.
Yeah, or the ref gives them a penalty. That's why it's Kaiser Chiefs. Hey, but then afterwards, you see the guys are like throwing things on the field, and they're like, "This is why they won." Like, no, they won because they were playing better. Actually,
the atmosphere at the stadium is crazy.
It's electric.
Yeah,
it's literally electric.
So are the fences.
You know, ah, wow.
Yeah, but Edward, come closer.
The past five games, derbies were so many draws.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Boring. Yeah.
It's such a boring.
How thing is that? I don't know. You see, I don't know enough about football, South African football. How is the Bafana team chosen? Who's the manager? Besides that coach, I mean, we see who's now
in charge, man.
Who's
Stuart Baxter?
Stuart Baxter. Yeah. Okay, what's his background? He's Baxter ground. What's his background?
Zulish.
But he only won a trophy for Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay,
that's
Premier League.
Yeah.
Or Nedbank or one of the other.
No, he's won the league twice.
He's
won
the league. Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I know.
So he ends up becoming Bafana coach.
Yeah.
And then how does he choose their team? He watches the games. He chooses a team.
He just You just watch on TV.
That's all he does.
Ah, he doesn't even go to the stadium.
So, yeah, but that Bafana team, is it made up of, like when I talk about factions, like is it made up of, when it's made up of too many Kaizer Chiefs players, do people get upset?
Yeah, look, the selection criteria,
there we go,
it's not up to scratch, you know.
No, would you be in that position?
Look, nobody knows how players are selected.
No.
Yeah.
So when you select, you get a phone call and you're playing midfield, is it the first time you see that guy at training?
Yeah, exactly. You know what they do? The coach will go and sit at the stand, watch Kaizer Chiefs play Pirate.
Yeah.
And if he that day he just liked
if
you,
he's feeling it, he just likes
yeah,
you.
Yeah, then you just put you on
there you go.
It's a lot of
do
pressure.
Do you want
on
to
that
play for Bafana Bafana? As I'm a young guy, 17. You're hot stuff. Do you want to? Is Bafana on your list of things to do?
Or do you want to leave? Or do you want to play like European soccer?
Yeah, look, Brazilian. I'm not sure about now, but every player's dream is to play for Bafana.
Really?
And then because that's the ticket to go and play abroad.
Okay.
You know, because you know, if you go other countries, you have to have 10 caps for your country before you can play
anywhere
abroad.
The club really area.
Yeah. So Bafana is your ticket.
Okay. To go and then you can go into these other clubs, go play Europe or just even in Africa.
Yeah, but it's good now because since there's a rent a player for Bafana.
Rent a player?
Anybody can go and
that's fine.
Anybody can go and
what
play.
Are they ranked at the moment?
No, because the way this they rank
140 something. No, it's 147.
No,
they went up five places.
We ranked 147 on the FIFA rankings. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Who's
FIFA ranking?
Who's below us?
Africa,
I think.
Not many. Smaller nations. Small.
Mauritius.
Yeah. Sovereign.
Yeah, maybe Mauritius.
And how long did you Bafana? How long were you there?
I was there for two years.
Defender.
Yeah, is it defender?
Because I see you're a well-built guy. Skillful defender. I'd like to just welcome...
Defender, dishing out your mortals.
Yeah. A skillful defender.
Yeah, skillful defender.
Now you're doing comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever heckle the guys or roast them when you... Because some guy will come in there, and it's a corner kick, and you guys are jostling for position, then every now and then you say, this guy.
No...
You got to chirp each other a little bit.
Yeah, there's too much confrontation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we take it as a football spirit, you know. It's a very constructive.
You have a few drinks before the game.
No,
you can't.
Football spirit, literally.
We have power rate, yeah.
This just now is brought to you by the Guptas.
Yeah.
That's brought to you. We're trying to look for a sponsor. Powerade would be good.
I'll take the Guptas. Yeah. No, we'll take Powerade. Powerade is electrolytes that replenish your soul and
it's I'm, what I'm, you put I'm in.
It's what you put in is what light. You get out. That's Powerade.
That's what I was looking for.
Ryan's got a story because he did a gig on last night. This isn't pre-recorded, so it just sounds like I'm saying Thursday night as if it's a thing. No one cares what night it was.
Yeah.
Where was the gig? And tell us about Giovanni's? Review the gig as if you were someone else. Introduce yourself.
Well, there's four other people. Okay, so...
Hi, I'm
one of the four other people that were at the show.
Okay.
And it was an intimate gathering, but the multiple comedians... So I think there were six in total.
Is a multiple comedian like a multiple orgasm? No one I've knows how it works.
I only hand them out. I don't know how they...
Okay.
I don't.
He's got it.
Jeffrey, what's his name?
You can give
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah.
You're just the receptacle.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? The comedians mustered and I think put on a nice show for...
Who were the comics?
Who were they?
So it was Rhea, the worst guys. So Rhea, Mark...
Have they a show on this?
They have a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah, they have a show, yeah. Right. Suhail, our boy Suhail, myself.
Your boy Suhail.
Yeah, George.
You keep inviting him to this show.
The Suhail. Our resident doctor.
We have a doctor who became a comedian. Yeah, not like Dr. Kamalo, who isn't really a doctor.
Professional.
A real actor. Studied 7 years.
I mean,
I
always wondered
doctor.
If one of you were injured, did Dr. Kamalo come over and go, you'll be all right. Walk it off!
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Maybe can also bring some penicillin.
I'm worried about when you guys went on tour, was there a lot of penicillin in the hotel room just thrown about? I've got an itchy rash.
Hey, you're playing in 3 seconds.
Yeah, you better
just kick off.
It's part of the job. You know that.
Penalty shootout.
Grab this. Grab this penicillin. Okay, Ria, Mark, Suel, yourself.
And some other guy. I forgot his name now. So that was
Ryan Holiday.
Ryan Holiday and George Kuda.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
George and, Kuda.
Yeah.
He's what I call like a proper hot and cold. I mean, I'm a hot and cold comedian. Yeah. I'll have a good night, and then some nights I just don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
George Kuda's got that.
He
waxed.
Just went up there and just didn't give
Did
a
he
shit.
Shout at the audience for being.
No, he didn't. But I love it when he does that. If he feels like shouting at you,
he'll shout
yeah.
at you.
Yeah, he will.
He'll shout at you.
He shouted at these two drunk girls one time, and I was like, "This is amazing." He shut them down. They were
no,
like,
but he didn't. It's not even comedy. He goes into a personal thing. And,
yeah, he's like really
I just
mean.
Want to say another thing.
Actually,
do you know who George
this.
Kuda is?
No. If you've never heard of George Kuda.
Edward, you've got a show coming up. So listening yeah. to Ryan's thing, there's four people in the audience.
Yeah.
The comedian still did it. You still got paid. Apparently you got paid yeah. a good little bit of greens.
Yeah. Which is nice.
That sounds
me.
Like
did you get minutes. One did you get one leopard?
No. Two hundies. And it was a cool handshake. Ria gave me a cool handshake. It was like a drug deal in the parking lot. It was cool. It was
passive.
So you are you who else got paid?
I assume everyone else. I was standing talking
but
to Mark.
How did they get paid if there's only four
I don't know. I think the guys had to
They do
take
the,
money.
No. They do a collection thing. So they go
but
to the.
They did, but there were only four people that didn't do it last night. So I didn't know where the money was coming from. And I know this is weird, but I felt bad saying, no, don't give me the money.
Yeah.
I felt weird about it. So
yeah.
I just took the money.
You were like, ah, fuck it.
Also, I need the money.
This is getting me back to
do
the
you need the money?
Trend.
For petrol,
you have a
also,
real job.
For petrol, also. Yeah, I have a real job. You phoned me yesterday and you could hear my voice was different. I'm
no,
like, I'm
he
at work.
Work. He's in work mode.
I can't be funny, Dave. I'm at work.
The money with the audience.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Have $10.
Yeah, but give it to them before so they laugh more.
I had a guy.
Tell them to call again.
Please call me.
Make it sound like you're a restaurant.
Yeah. You laugh, but two of the four people, a couple, come there, I think, every week. So they have like a relationship.
What was
with
the place called?
So they're chatting.
The place? Huh? Where was it?
Giovanni's on Main Road in Four Ways. Not just on the road, yeah.
Giovanni's. Main
it's
Road
like
in Four
Giovanni
Ways.
Giovanni Panavino.
On Thursday nights, we have comedy.
Yeah.
Come bring three of your friends. They'll get in for free.
And Ryan will rock their worlds.
And Ryan will pay them money to months. Laugh at his jokes.
Yeah. If I had money, I'd do that.
What comedy did Ryan Holiday do? Were you there?
Yeah. I did. It actually went really well. I didn't even do a bit. I just spoke about what I did yesterday, which was buy 700 pads, sanitary towels.
Oh, for your company?
For the drive.
Because people don't know this, but Ryan's actually the office manager at a massive, massive agency
Clockwork Media.
So they send you a shopping list there. You got to go buy 700 pads.
Well, we had a drive and we matched everyone that what the staff contributed.
So they bought
we
two packs, you matched it with two.
So 14 cases of pads from Macro yesterday.
Swag.
Did you get into the aisle and ask?
Yeah, I was saying it's funny because if you've ever had to buy pads as a guy, it's weird. It's like you feel self-conscious about it. It's a strange thing.
You feel self-conscious or proud that you're doing something for
a
woman?
Possibly.
So it's like the opposite of buying condoms. Like, no, this is for my uncle. You just, this guy's wild. He just wants to make balloons.
They didn't have the ones I was instructed to buy, so the lady very kindly was showing me alternatives.
Some of them are similar.
And she was explaining the wings and stuff, and I'm like,
did she do a demonstration? Did she put her leg up on the shelf?
No, she didn't do like a practical demonstration.
Literally.
Like, literally.
No.
And I was like, yeah, they're not for me, so.
I don't know, lady.
So she was explaining the comfort levels and the drainage.
What size is
that a word?
No, it's one size.
One size fits all. I think there's like different absorption levels, and there's centered and uncentered. I know that.
Oh, okay.
And then
why would you ever go for? I suppose you know what? If you get a reaction to the centered ones,
yeah.
you won't have them.
And then later on in the day, I went to hand them out at an underprivileged technical high school in Ivory Park, which was weird for me, but probably weirder for the young girls who had this random white dude just walking
them
pads.
Did you throw pads. Them out?
No, like, I handed them like, out. Whoa! It wasn't like a KTV Simba surprise. I came as a big pad and I'm like, you just been...
Who you sent it?
I got you. You protected, baby.
But hang on, there's something in there. Someone should, but don't get the same guy who did the water mascot to do the
pad
mascot.
Don't get the brother.
Because that'll
scare
the girls into having a period. They'll be like, no, I'm not doing this.
No, I'm done here.
Oh, you want your pad?
So you handed out. It was
civil.
It
was not.
You didn't just do them like
No. And
making it rain.
There were other people.
You didn't make it rain. You didn't.
Yeah, I said pads for everyone. It was like bottles in the club, just with underage girls and pads school.
That's so I'm proud of you, Ryan.
If somebody just listens to that part of the podcast, they're going to evaluate us.
You
and then
if someone
like,
just listens to any part of the podcast,
we'll be happy.
I think maybe Did you also demonstrate? Because you cannot just give.
You know what? If they asked me,
I don't think there's instruction on
it. No, there's even a joint. Full
it's
disclaimer: there was a girl from work who went up there and said that she would explain. But there were also boys in the classroom, so I don't know if any girl would stick up their hand and genuinely be like,
I don't think you stick up your hand. I think it's just an applicator.
That's a tampon. These are pads.
Know your sanitary. But listen, I think it's very cool. That it's a good drive. The first 18 minutes of the show was brought to you by
Kotex and Lilettes.
There you go.
Shared sponsorship.
Swag. And you, Dave, wait, before we you did Radizio last night, if I'm not mistaken.
I did Radizio last night. It's with some Mocha, which
did
is
you,
Mo.
Did you host?
So there are gigs. You know, it's nice. I'm becoming the host again.
Okay.
And I find with these ensemble gigs is the audience don't get into it until about the third comedian. So
and
your
the,
open mic
only
guys.
Two of you on the
no, there will be. There were two open micers. Tsitsi was there. Okay. Great fan of the show. Hello, Tsitsi. Shout out to Tsitsi.
Tsitsi.
Hello, Tsitsi. And then a guy called Ian, who is a performer
in terms of.
Is it Ian Young?
Yeah.
Like he's a circus performer,
he's
but he's
a good looking guy.
Good looking.
Yes.
His girlfriend's better good looking than him. If I just can point that out.
He's good looking and she's better looking. She must be a belter.
They're just beautiful.
Just beautiful
so they,
people.
He does a
struggle
sort of,
to make kids
but
one
the problem
day.
Is, I don't like bringing open mic acts on until the audience are properly settled.
Yeah.
The fuck up is we started late.
Ah.
So it's a school night. So I got my kid in. He's on the couch in the smoking room.
Yeah, you better not leave the smoking room, boy. If you breathe clean air tonight, we can have issues.
No, man, I stole a cushion and he slept there. But anyway, we started late. So we started just after 9.
Right.
And the people that were sitting in the front were invited by Samoka to be there. So the front table are the most noisiest because they've been invited. They're just chilling there.
They haven't paid for a ticket.
And you know what the weirdest thing is? And this has pissed me off. Is that after, the great comedians come. Mumsy was on fire. He was lekker. And then Dylan Oliphant closed. And he was just natural and flowing. And lekker. Then they want more. That table that was noisy, we want more. So I said, can I just tell you something? The more that you want is the 25 minutes from 9 o'clock from Hopper's 9 until
about 10, to settle down.
That you were talking shit to each other and having a full-on discussion down this side of the table, but with each other at the table, like, no, I just bang, 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 discuss. I said, the first 20 minutes that you guys were having your discussion, there were other comedians on you. So, no, you're not getting more. And then I did like an Ascension Day thing. I just floated away on a cloud. Edward,
shout out
can
to
you
Jesus.
Explain two things? Who is this man sitting next to you? Shout out to Jesus. Did you just say that?
You have to. You said Ascension Day.
He's a Cosinati.
What does he do for you?
Yeah, he does so many things for me. Yeah, he just run around for me. Like, I'm his Pavarotti.
He buy pants for you.
I'm his Pavarotti. I just sit on that.
His Pavarotti. He's your paparazzi.
Yeah. He just do all
the I want a guy like you. What's your background in terms of...
My background, I come from the sports science background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was given as information. Because I studied sports science at Wits. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Tell me about the myotatic stretch reflex.
No, we don't have time, Dave. Look, we don't have time.
But
we've got time.
We've got ample time, and we for another 40 minutes.
So you finish your degree?
Yeah. Now I'm no longer interested in that. Yeah, I'm no longer interested.
It's amazing. I mean, how many people that do their degrees and then go, hang on, I'm doing this. Yeah. But the fact that you got a degree.
That's dope, man.
Parents are happy.
Yeah.
They leave you alone.
Actually, a diploma, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But that's amazing. But now, when you, in terms of being a sportsman's agent or facilitator.
Yeah.
Okay, who do you who handles the invoices? Edward's laughing.
He's the boss. You know, one thing I wanted to say. You know, you have in soccer agents.
Yeah.
You have professional players.
Correct.
Especially in South Africa. I'm happy that you just touched on it because it always frustrates me. You know, soccer players treat agents as their bosses when they are actually the boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're supposed to tell the
agents.
I
just wish more, and let's talk about that because comedians do the same thing.
Yeah.
They treat the agents if that's speak to my boss.
Yeah.
The agent's getting 15%. Let's call it 20 at the most.
Yeah.
They work for you.
You're doing 80% of the work.
Yeah. And guess who your best agent is? You.
Yeah.
You know, Edward, you here.
Yeah.
With this fucked up hat that you've been wearing for how many years?
At least now you're putting an eye drop in my...
Is it a sensitive subject? It's your grandfather's hat or something?
No, I got the hat when we won the star. When we beat Asec Mimosa.
The star of the newspaper.
Ivory Ghost. No, the star, Orlando Pirates.
Because you're club champions.
Yeah, yeah. And he was
African
the captain
club
of the
champions.
Day.
Yeah.
Not the sentimental hat.
Champ of champs.
Champion of champions.
Yeah.
You don't get more champion than champ of the champions.
The champ of
it's Champions League in Africa.
Yeah.
Who's going to win, by the way, Champions League, the other one? The less important one, the European one.
Which one? The European one.
What, the European one?
No. Who do you think is going to be, Madrid or Liverpool?
I'll go with Madrid.
Okay.
I'm fencing Liverpool.
I'm fencing Liverpool just because. Just let them just defend and do something crazy.
Yeah. It'd be nice for them to have something.
Just
or
for,
be 3-0
just
down.
Just for Mo Salah. Yeah, so they can update their braggings.
Yeah, so they can stop talking about
we won Champions League 2018. Finally, you have something.
I fancy Liverpool based on history. Because in football, in football, history counts. Psychological. Yeah.
Yes.
Like Liverpool, if you put them in big matches.
They do it.
They've got the big
games.
Against Huddersfield, they will lose. But against the big
players,
with or without the coach.
Yeah,
with or without the coach.
Doesn't matter who the coach is.
I mean, the last time they won the Champions League. I mean,
same
story. Remember that game was
2006.
Yeah.
No one ever thought AC Milan would lose.
The comeback with Steven Gerrard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stevie G.
Stevie G's coaching in Scotland.
Will give them direction.
Stevie
GPS.
I'm a Messi fan, so obviously I would not want Madrid to win the Champions League.
Fan of Liverpool,
but
Barcelona.
I can say I saw Madrid lose twice. Or not lose, but they drew against Barcelona, a 10-man Barcelona. Let's put it out there, because somebody got a red card early in the game, and then they lost to Sevilla. I think it was two nights ago. They lost 3-1 to Sevilla. How do you, like, you go from playing Barcelona and drawing two, you scored like a 75th minute equalizer.
Football's crazy, man.
And then you lose.
But there's a link between it.
Get a start next week against Sundowns, don't worry.
Yeah.
and a fucked up hat.
Yeah, they'll be like, woo.
How many footballers have an agent that they can get little endorsements from, people that they can start somewhere? Even a young footballer going, I want you to get me some stuff. I want you to get me, just get me on TV. Let me do a Mother's Day
thing. My Jens will be the one. He's a former professional player. I can only add.
Where does that name come from?
My Jens.
From a lot of Pirates supporters.
But they gave you the name?
Yeah, they gave me the name. After I scored a beautiful goal against the
bicycle kick.
Brian Baloi.
Are you friends with him?
Nah.
Not after that day.
Not after that game.
That goal was embarrassing.
Nah, we cool after that.
But Edward Mottale known properly, like Magents, and you say that name at a stadium and the guys go, oh, they
we know
do
who
a little
you're talking
bow.
About. Oh, yes. We know who you're talking about.
Look, I guess so.
If we drive through Orlando, we drive through Sweden, and you're in the car with me, are people
ain't
gonna
no
say,
in South Africa,
who's that guy? Who's that guy with
gents.
Dave Levinson?
No, they know my gents.
Ain't no one in South Africa, they know my gents.
Excellent.
Who's that driver?
I would actually even think even in Nigeria. They know
where
my gents.
Where you got the star?
No.
That was
one of the countries where they went to on their way to winning.
So
the,
they know you?
Yeah.
And then how are the comedy?
But Nigeria, they don't know me because of the 4-4 scam. No.
You must reply to those emails.
There's a lot of money.
So your uncle's looking for you. No,
it's
you're
just an email address. It's not like you're giving them your code.
Get your agent to respond. You must get the inheritance. Sort out the admin.
Get a Gmail address and just go for
it. So well known.
And where is your... You've got a comedy show coming up now.
Yeah.
And then I had an argument with... Because No Jokes Comedy is... We've had... What's his name?
Retabile.
He's been on the show before, but he's much of a background guy. He doesn't like... He's the only guy on the show that's ever nodded when I asked him.
You said you mentioned a guy that which is very difficult for radio.
On radio.
You've got to bump his head. If he bumps his head, then we know there's big one.
And did No Jokes contact you, or did you get hold of them and say, come, I want to give it a go?
Yeah, but basically, it's a soccer comedy, you know?
Okay.
It will be more of a soccer comedy.
So it's
stories about
reality.
Comedy.
So it's storytelling.
Storytelling is like a
that's
mobile
amazing.
Book.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's amazing.
I like going to CNA and buy a book. You better come and get it like the
from
horse's
the horse's
mouth.
Did you ever do that at school when you
winning,
had to collect those
the
books?
The mooty. You know, the...
Everything you must hear from
the
me. The book doesn't, you know.
the interesting stuff.
That
you're not going to see on
book that doesn't,
TV.
Well,
doesn't
and the other thing that way, you know, under there's wraps. So many things under the carpet.
Yeah.
And there's other things people really don't know about me and other players they love
Or
they support. you know. That's so, yeah, it will be fun, you know.
Nah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Tell us about the Muti. I mean, I know.
I've actually wanted to ask this question, yeah. Because I've seen video clubs where guys have won like 7-0.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, there's a video clip of the coach walking around the girls. Then he like puts his hand in his pocket. He just whips something out and carries on walking. Like, is this a thing?
Yeah, Muti comes in many forms. It can be in the liquid form, in the powder form.
No, I've seen the powder videos. The powder videos are the most.
The powder.
Yeah.
When does a team go to the Muti side of it? After, do you have a practice session? You guys, we're gonna fucking lose on Saturday.
Yeah, this is bad. Where's the Muti?
So we need Muti. When is the Muti come in on the levels? So like DEFCON 1, you're like, guys, we trained well, we're gonna win, we got this. And then one guy goes, oof, I need a chicken and a virgin.
And that's just personal.
No.
He's standing on the corner there slicing the chicken.
Texting the virgin.
We're not going to win.
No, you know, like we, you know, African thing, you know. We know when we play a white team, but now they're no longer white teams.
Yeah.
But before, we used to have Hellenic, we used to have Vets, which was dominantly white.
Yeah.
Highlands Super Park. Sport,
Highlands Park. Yeah. You know those teams. We know those. Yes. They don't think about
Muti. So you knew Muti was
so
a,
there would
a
be
slam
a non, there's no yeah. Muti. When you're playing a white team, they don't know the magic. They don't know the
just
chance.
Just go and destroy.
Yeah, there we just go.
If I was a coach of yours, I'd scare them.
Destroy them.
Even then you do the second verse.
Go with the Shosholoza.
That's not the second verse.
Yeah. But if we play other teams.
Gotta have Muti.
Yeah, there's. You'll see there'll be a very traffic jam in the tunnel. Because the opposition, they'll be going this
still
way,
stirring.
We'll be going this way, there'll be water, there'll be powder, it will be...
Do you throw powder at the other guy?
No, man, it's around the goals. I've seen around the goals.
Because we had Muti that day.
You started the tunnel.
Already.
You know, while you're still preparing yourself,
so it starts there already.
Your door, when you open your door, it will be...
Oh, it's not a simple thing. There's steps.
So you open, you come out of your house, you got to do it in a certain way.
Yeah, when you come out of the change room, you do it.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
In the tunnel, you do it.
Superstition.
But do the rest of Africa know about this? Because when you play Bafana, like, kickoff will be at 12 o'clock.
Africa is worse.
Is it even superstitions?
Yeah, it's
superstitions. Feathers, chickens, the whole chicken.
It's
blood.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in the change room, like, for example,
what's a bad
when
omen?
We went to Ghana, when we played Ghana, we went into the change room. Our change room already was filled with smoke. We didn't know.
Which is good for athletes. Just
was there someone with one of those hookah pipes? Like in bed with you, every idiot's got one of those stupid pipes.
It was
so they're filled
like
with smoke. From them,
it wasn't like a Dacha smoke, but
proper.
It was a something smoke.
And you said this isn't good.
And then we said, we started sneezing, all of us.
Oh, shit, that's sabotage. That ain't
that's just hay fever. Sabotage. I get that on the plane.
Yeah.
We started sneezing, and then the referee came and said, "In 5 minutes, I have to check you guys." So we were forced to go inside because you can't change outside. Otherwise, we'll be disqualified.
That so do you guys carry? Like
we didn't
a
have
surgical
those,
mask?
The mask,
oxygen mask.
So we opened windows.
That's so fucked up.
We opened windows and then we just changed. We said, guys, look, since we got our own,
our juju,
we'll just trust our own.
Yeah.
You know, smoke or
so
no
is,
smoke.
I mean, that's amazing. You know, people talk about, we are Africans. Ryan, you're from Africa. I'm just telling you now.
Thanks.
But you're not.
Yeah.
Even if you go to like parts of the world where African slaves were there, he's
Puerto
African. Oh. He's African.
Benoni. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's
from
Eastrand.
It's another country.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when you go to
Wolfsburg.
We're from the same country.
Yeah. Oh, we are. I always forget that.
If you go to American.
Also, Gavin Lane is from Wolfsburg.
Do you know Gavin Lane?
Do I know Gavin Lane? Yes. Yeah. Well, not personally, but I know
he's a debt collector.
Oh, for reals.
But no, that's not. That's another one.
He's in Devon now. Right?
He's
in Devon now. Yeah.
Okay, but that magical stuff, and you take African countries that have influenced other countries. So you go to Barbados and that side of the world, and you talk about voodoo and elders and speaking to elders. If you lose that game, can you blame it on
not having the Muti?
Juju man.
Yeah. You can say, guys, we spoke to.
We need a new
elders.
Juju man.
Yeah, you messed up. You juju.
They've been fired like
really?
Left and right. We lose the game immediate effect. Bye bye.
First guy. First guy you fire. Yeah.
It must be so hard for him.
Last in, first out.
Yeah.
Hey? It must be hard for him. He must be like, well, try defend. Try defend. Maybe it wasn't empty. Yeah.
You're not going to use your hands. Oh, what must I do?
I'm telling you. Even if the keeper is the keeper's mistake, we blame
Juju.
The
man.
Juju.
Okay, cool.
Even people Bavana, don't know that. You know the current Bavana Bavana?
Yes.
The joke. They still owe a Juju man
some money.
Apparently, that's why they're doing bad.
Get him some kit. Does he wear the kit, though? Is he like 23?
That's some reverse Juju, man. If you owe a Juju man money and that's why you're continually losing, but the Juju man calls you success, bring the Juju man back.
He's in the stands there with a Rubik's Cube and a feather.
You'll see with your last
That's amazing, because you don't think about that as comedians. That's some nights you're going to have a bad night. And you might think, I just didn't walk out the house properly. I didn't get my stuff right. I'm a skit. And it is true, though. I've felt it at comedy nights when there's just been, you know, this is a bad vibe.
There's a bad vibe about
energy.
The room. Yeah.
So also, as comedian, you need a Juju, man. People just laugh for anything. Even if you haven't said anything.
Do the Goliaths have a Juju, man?
No, they don't.
They can, but
it's not necessary, man.
The Goliaths have a Juju man. It's one of the Goliaths.
Maybe
Nick.
That is Nick's hilarious. The Juju man.
Nick comes on stage and talks
that's
to
your,
people and settles them
meme.
Down.
It's gonna
he
offend
comes
him,
and says, "Guys, this is what happens. This is how the lights work. Hey, you the bald head, you the thing."
No,
he
but
is.
That's okay. I wouldn't necessarily
I'll call
say
it the pre-host.
Yeah, that's the pre-host. That's the guy that just goes, "Look, you need to understand. This is comedy. This is what happens here." Don't take offense because none of the people are here
I'm
to offend
you.
No,
that's a Juju man. He's putting a spell on the audience. And when the host comes out, the audience goes, yeah. So he's almost he's prepping them.
So you need to brush up on your Juju knowledge.
No, I need to get he's me a Juju man.
Oh, you're not going to
self Juju. You never self.
Never self Juju.
It's like in the boxing match, he's the ref. He's the ref that just goes, okay, guys, this is going to be a fair fight. No eye gouging, no kicking in the nuts. Gonna fight lean, hit in the body, hit in the face.
So
do
that's
we
your
understand?
Pre-host.
That's your pre-host. That's what he does. He just goes, do you understand
what
what's going on?
Have you had someone send you those emails where they go, I'm coming to your show on Saturday, you better be funny. Like that to me is anti-Juju.
Yeah. I'm like, Chief, you can't
do something for 18 years and not be funny. And also, if I'm not funny, guess what? There's four other comics.
And also, I mean, you didn't just come to see me. I know you came just to see me, but there's more guys. If you're disappointed by me, these guys are gonna make
you. And
then
you when louder. You get when you say something like "go fuck yourself," they go, "Oh, I'm just joking. Why are you so sensitive?"
Yeah, why are you so? Oh, comedians
so come
are
to your
to
job.
Take jokes.
What is your? Are you
no,
doing
I'm supposed to hand them out.
Personality. What other job are you doing? This agenting. Yeah.
Myself. Oh. I have a few digital stuff that I do on the side.
Okay, so you do marketing and media, social media running for a few people.
Yeah.
So they pay you fee. Okay. So does someone come to you and go, you better be good at the social media.
You better tweet the shit out of my account.
Because I'm hearting some of your stuff.
Nah.
Now, when is your show?
Me, I push him. I said, you better get it.
You push him?
Yeah.
You better get me 12, 55 likes by this now.
No, like if we're playing around something, maybe a sponsorship or something. So you go, better good. Go get
go
it.
Go out and get the thing. Yeah.
So tell me the story of the hat. Because you got that when you got one of your stars. In Ivory Coast, Pirates win.
Yeah.
A fan just comes past you and said, please take this hat.
Yeah, we beat Ivory Coast in Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Asak Mimosa. Then, unfortunately, that day, two people died.
At the stadium?
At the stadium.
Sure. Stampede.
Yeah, they just freeze, you know.
They go and believe the loss.
Yeah.
They
couldn't
still
take
still.
It, yeah. They just freeze, you know, like a...
That's crazy.
It was intense that time.
Like a blackberry phone, they just freeze. Like,
a little bit worse. Is that not?
Rabin still rocks a blackberry.
Why? That is hilarious.
So,
like a blackberry phone, they just
so because of that... The stands are actually, they're just standing there. No one can leave, no one can come in, so there's no flow.
Yeah.
And that's what causes that stampede, that crushing.
No, they couldn't believe, like, we scored on the on the last minute.
Yeah.
Really? Was it equal? Scored. Goals the same? Or was it 1-0?
We needed a win, they needed a draw.
Oh, shit, that's heartbreaking for them.
So currently they were drawing, they were happy.
And then that day, if they won, it was going to be declared a public holiday.
My goodness.
Everything was agreed.
Yeah.
So
you guys destroyed everything.
Yeah, we destroyed everything. They had they've set up so many gigs around.
You ruined that.
Oh, the after parties.
After parties.
The posters were printed.
Yeah, the order is wealthy rich, so... He,
oh, but it was the Ivory Coast number one team.
Yeah, number one team.
Still is, yeah.
So it was their.
What are they called?
Their Pirates against our Pirates.
Like Mimosas.
Mimosas.
It's a nice drink, Mimosa. It's champagne with
orange juice, I think.
Orange juice.
Yeah, so we brought the star back home. And then as we get to the airport, there was a huge press conference. And you know, our supporters, everybody, sort of football lovers, everybody. Yeah. And then there was this lady, she screamed her way to the front and she gave me the spot. She just put it on my head and you know, a kiss.
Sealed with a kiss.
Remember, but I can't remember her.
When you looked at the hat, did you think, okay, this hat has no top part?
No, he had a top part.
Oh, it had a top part. It's from years of wearing, man.
So it just got finished. Like,
so what year was this? Out. What year was this?
95.
I was born that.
Oh, no, then there's massive. Then there's Clive Barker. There's CAF Championships. There's crazy times.
So and remember that time we were playing concurrently. We were playing AFCON.
Plus you playing plus before. Yeah,
so we'll go and play on a Saturday. We come back. We play Wednesday, the league match.
And then
Saturday we play AFCON.
Shit.
So it was taxing. But yeah, we managed.
You managed,
so we won the start AFCON.
And also the Super Cup.
Well done,
that
man.
Is perfect, man.
This is proper superstar, man.
Yeah.
What have you won?
Not any of those things at all.
Where did you get your stupid hat from?
I had to pay money for it. Actually, I didn't. This hat was free. I also got given
it. Where's yours from?
This is from Superbulous. That is my
make
first
up
purchase.
A story, motherfucker.
Oh, the first story. I won this at a church gig back in 2009.
Who
the
gave
first
it to you?
Comedy show I ever did.
At the church.
I
and
used
someone
that
came.
Money to buy this hat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. At Rema Church.
Edward's story wins.
That's a proper story, man. Yeah, that's a proper story.
We spoke about health of comedians because we've got a health show coming on.
Yeah.
So you're a sports science ex guy. Do you think comedians should be fit?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why?
I mean, first of all, I think if you are in good health,
yeah.
You can't do anything.
Don't get your discovery points.
I think again, in terms of longevity, I mean, there are many people I'm sure that follow you that would still want to
12.
See you when you're an old man. No, I'm sure there are many.
That's 13, 12. Yeah. But loyal. Loyal, though.
12 year old.
Okay. 13. Let's say 13.
Yeah.
So you look at. You're in good shape.
Yeah, I never stopped training ever since I stopped.
So what's your training regime? What do you still play football? Do you coach at all? Do you ever go into that?
Yeah, I coach youngsters now in the township.
Excellent.
I just organize a few, the drug users.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know,
it's like a young rehab.
Yeah.
Ryan knows about drug use.
Yeah. So I've regrouped them. I make them run every day. So that when they get home,
no urge for drugs.
Yeah, I can't even make that zone.
Too tired to roll.
Yeah.
I do think that is important. Like, when I see a young kid, I'm like, just get him into sport.
Yeah.
You're too tired and you've got too many things to be responsible for. Mm-hmm. If a goal comes in, it's your fault. So you have some responsibility.
And then
you kind of, and I'm not saying it stops drugs. I'm still saying there were a lot of drug addicts in my rugby team.
Yeah.
It just teaches still you responsibility, man.
Still huge in rugby. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
no, huge. Not steroids. I'm talking about Dacha.
And you see now some German, the Rastas, they're fighting to be the Dacha to be legalized.
Yeah.
So
what do you think it should be legalized? Look, will it take away that usage, which is you almost use more because it's naughty.
Forbidden food.
When it's legal, it's not so hidden.
It's gonna be it will have a certain format, you know?
Yeah.
It will be controlled.
Yeah.
Every day when you open news, there's a truck was stopped and there was Dacha or Mandrakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they legalize it, I think there'll be control.
Yeah.
Even the elders, they'll also take part to control the youngsters how to smoke.
The elders, the live elders or the dead ones?
That's
when you know you're fucked.
That weed is too strong.
You
know, when coming back to the comedians to be fit, they need to be fit because I've been following comedian shows and then sometimes you'll hear that somebody collapse.
they're out of breath stage, or something. Yeah, and,
you know, because I think
only John Christmas has collapsed.
You know,
he's the only one. In fact, there is a comedian that collapsed on stage and died, and the audience never left. They just clapped. They just kept clapping.
What a bit! It's an art piece.
No, it was. He was one of those comedians.
Oh yeah, but he was one of those. Yeah, he was like
he might be Roy Chubby Brown or one of them, and he died on stage.
He died on stage.
So they thought it was an act.
Yeah, he was doing a joke, and he went. He's like, and I was winning, man.
Oh my heart!
And he fucked out on stage, and they were like, "Yeah, get up!" Yeah.
And he's got that one big laugh.
8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes of standing people just like clapping and cheering and everything.
And then his manager and eventually then someone, came on.
The other guy came out and he's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, actually, what happened was this man."
Yo, that sounds like a serious joke.
This man answered, "Yeah."
That's like the ultimate joke. As a comedian, that's how you
want to
go.
That's how you want to go. That's how you want to. As a comedian, that's how you want to go. You're like, this is the best dream laugh of it. Ever.
I'm but don't get shot by an audience member. Yeah, that's not
that's
cool.
Like me, I was like die in the field stampede or something.
No man.
No man. Stampede. Not
so when is so comedians being fit? I've also noticed like if you do
that's not the way to go, man.
You do physical comedy. Yeah. Like you'll do a joke. You actually get tired.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. So that's why you'll hear sometimes a comedian is out of breath.
To sip some water while you.
The thing is,
while you busy,
a lot of guys don't know how to do it. Like the timing on drinking water is always weird. So they'll drink it in the middle of a setup to a joke. So they won't.
You could actually use your water as a punchline.
Yeah.
Where you look at them and you sip your water and you look and then they get the thing and then you do.
And then you carry on. Yeah.
If it's well planned.
A lot of people forget that they brought the water on stage and then most times there's no chair on stage to put the water on.
Yeah, and you have to lean down.
So that's where I get an audience member to actually be furniture
for me. Hold the water.
No, they sit. And it goes on their back.
Demeaning. That you demean them.
Some comedians, they write their jokes on the back of the water. So that's why they go. They're drinking the water and they're checking their jokes.
In the back of the water.
That can't be true, Dave. That can't be true.
At Grahamstown, Cokie did that. He had his set written on the back of the water. Then some water dripped down it. He's like, well, now I'm fucked.
Now I can't read this shit. This is awkward for
everyone. We're going to do that.
But fitness is important, you know. I see other comedians, you know, 2 minutes into the stage already they're sweating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the lights. It's the lights. Yeah. I don't know.
It's the lights and it's a little bit of unfitness, I think.
Yeah.
Because that light is intense. And then also if you're moving around a lot, it does get you.
But it does ruin the punchlines if you're out of breath. I mean, that's a very obvious thing. It ruins your timing and cadence. Yeah.
It just doesn't sound healthy. It does not sound healthy. You awesome. Need to go to the doctor.
If a comedian's big, you shouldn't be doing physical comedy. You should stand still. Are you okay there?
Excuse me. No, I'm alive. I'm alive.
When is your show, Edward? You've got a show coming up. And then I argued with Retabile about if it was kick of comedy or kick off comedy or a kick of comedy. Or kicking in the comedies. I'm not sure. Tell us what it is.
I think I can handle this.
Let me answer that.
Let my agents.
I just passed the bug.
He just looked at it and was like, through
ball. That's bad defender. That's a Liverpool defender passing the ball to another defender. And then it's not his defender. It's one of the attackers.
No, that was the clearance. And then it hit James Milner in the face. Bah! Own goal.
That was hard. And James Milner never knew.
Yeah, I can answer that, Dave. Kick off comedy, obviously.
Kick off comedy.
Yeah, kick off comedy.
Off comedy.
All right, not the kick off of a match.
Okay.
All right.
It's a kick of comedy because you want to do. It's like a kick in the pants.
Yeah.
Kick in the head.
Yeah.
This is going to hit you hard. This
comedy. Gonna be fucking. Yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
Psychologically, soccer fans they're gonna think it's kick off.
Yeah. Right?
Like
yeah.
Kick off.
Or just bad grammar, bad spelling.
Topo.
Or you printed a post and you said, guys, we're gonna have to call it kick off comedy.
They charge per letter and you're like, we can't have that extra F. It's going to go over budget with the other F. Just cut it.
Yeah. Is there a budget? Where is the show?
It's at the K Space in Kempton Park, right next to our Tambo International.
Oh, okay. The K Space.
Yeah, the K Space, yeah.
Can you say the K word at the K Space?
Probably not, Dave.
You should not say the K word.
You can't do that.
Can't imagine that's a thing.
Juju will come after you.
I would think that's the space you can do it, because we spoke about that. Like Dacha, you can have it at home.
Yeah.
So there's a amount of dacha that you can have at home. If you go at home, it's yours. The government has said we can't keep everyone.
Yeah.
And then we spoke about people that are using the K word a little bit too much.
Yeah.
That you should have a room in your house where you can go say rude words. You close the door. You just get it out of your system.
Yeah.
And then you go.
Yeah. And then scream it on the phone and go to jail. Like an asshole.
Did she do it on the phone?
I think it got recorded. I don't know.
She did it.
I didn't want to. The chick went to jail for being an asshole.
Oh, Vicky. No. Yeah. Vicky Mamba got smashed and grabbed. And then the police officers came, and then she complained to the police officers that she got smashed and grabbed, and they didn't do anything.
Oh.
And then she's like, maybe times.
Maybe when she went buck wild.
Buck wild. Because maybe she should have noticed that the cops were recording it.
I was just going to say, no, look, the thing is, you can, I think,
she
fair
lost
enough,
her shit.
It slips out twice. Mm. After that, it's you are consciously putting this
word. Do you think you can give
her
a twice is like go to bed, naughty?
I don't know about that, but we can all agree that 48 times is too many. Yeah. That is the golden rule.
She's not going to the case space.
She was angry.
What? No, it's understandable. She was angry because she got smashed and grabbed.
She lost it.
And then she told the police officer, and the police officer was like, okay, lady, we're going to fix this. And then she couldn't handle the fact that the police were handling it so slowly.
Yeah.
Then...
Yeah.
Yep. It's just barrage, just AK-47.
Okay, so the case space near Arotamba in Kempton, and you're selling tickets. You've got other comedians on the lineup. Are there ex-footballers who are also going to give it a go?
No, my Jens is the only one.
My Jens,
you know.
I'm going to ask for the people, because I've got people listening in Australia and other Australia. What does my Jens translate to? The guys,
gentlemen. That's what it means. Gentlemen.
What was it like? Did you captain Orlando Pirates?
Yeah,
because that's my team, by the way. I'm Liverpool, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
we won the star, lifted the trophy.
Okay. And as captain, what do you think your role is? Because I think those leadership roles
is just to take from where the coach left. You remember. Yes. Coach can only
can't
do
on the field.
That much on the field.
20
yeah.
on the bench, 80s us.
So then that's the same as comedy then. You write those jokes at home. That's your coach.
Sorry?
You write the joke at home.
Yeah.
You sit there and you're like you said, the crowd froze like a blackberry.
Yeah.
That's good. But now, when you do it to the audience, they look like, and they're like, Sounds like you wrote that joke at home.
Yeah.
Have you performed before in front of a crowd besides you?
No. I only did the jokes during my program directing, you know.
Okay.
When you're MC.
Okay. Don't you do jokes when you're back, I mean, being a midfielder, you're in the mids. At the back there, sometimes there's nothing really to do
if your team is constantly
upstairs
attacking,
there.
Yeah.
He's doing all the work. You at the back there, do you crack some jokes between the
you know
the
guys?
Goalkeeper?
Actually, let me cut my gens there. I grew up watching my gens as well. As a youngster, he's known nationally. He used to make fun of opponents.
So you're the chirping guy.
Yeah, believe it's not easy as a professional football player at that time to make to tease your opposition and the fans.
Oh,
okay. So that comedy was there at the start.
Yeah, he had it. I mean, if you talk to journalists, fans, that's what he's known for.
Well, that
he
day
would
we
make
did that day
fun
was
of his
fun.
Opponents in a serious match. I mean, that time the stadiums were always sold out.
Yeah.
Today the stadiums are not sold out.
Yeah, they're not sold out. Yeah.
It was difficult, and the fans were violent that time. What you see now is nothing.
You get hit with the Makarapas.
But when we play FFB,
Makarapa, all of them.
The day they built the stadium, 85, we played Chiefs and then we won the lead and then all of a sudden they got just a stupid penalty and our fans were angry and they start throwing apples. But it was hot, and I start collecting those apples.
You collected
chew them.
And you chowed them.
Yeah, I chowed them in front of them. They stopped throwing their tap heads. You know? Yeah.
He disarmed them. He took the bullies. Yeah. He took the bullies, and he made it his own.
And the game
that's a big thing in football because obviously there's an anti-racism group that wear the armbands because a banana was thrown at a guy.
Yeah,
and the guy did the best thing you could do. He's like, oh, is it okay? So there's a monkey reference. Yeah, I'm from Africa. Yeah. Guess what I'm going to do? He peeled it slowly, chowed it, and he put it on the side.
Yeah,
Özil, who's
Özil, somebody threw bread onto
the bread.
And
he
picked it up. He blessed the bread. He said thank you.
And that's just and that kind of a lot of comedians, that's improv.
Yeah.
As a football player, you improvise him because you're going, this is what I believe in. You throw some bread, you throw a banana.
Yeah.
So you collected the apples.
Yeah.
When life throws you apples, you make fucking apple juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bite the apple.
Apple juice. Yeah.
Apple juice. It's good for you.
I had energy for that.
Yeah, yeah, and then you scored a goal.
I ran more than
more than you would have before. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a backfire for the fans. We shouldn't have thrown those goddamn energy rich apples.
Yeah, why did you throw apples?
Throwing bioplus at the guy. And then who else is Lucas Sudebe? Would have been okay, not with you because he played for
he was with him,
but for how long?
Yeah, we played Bafana together.
Okay. And he's also a defender.
Yeah, he's a defender.
So you guys friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
Is he funny because he's doing a lot of MC work?
Toby. Yeah, yeah. We still connect. We got a chat group
on WhatsApp.
on WhatsApp.
How hectic is that WhatsApp group?
Yeah, it's very hectic.
I feel there should be a law that if you stopped at the robots, they shouldn't get you for smooth tires or like license. They should check your WhatsApp group.
I don't want them to see that. I send disgusting things. It's too much.
There's some disgusting. Why do people send it? I don't want it on my phone. They kind of send it to me, and then you just see Dave has left the group because I don't want that stuff.
Yeah. So sometimes we, you know, you start a group
It starts with information. Yeah. The first 2 weeks, then
but
after
then
that,
in the middle of something, on a serious, in the middle of a serious conversation. Somebody will just throw a woman.
Yeah.
A naked woman.
Yeah. It just takes one guy.
And then one guy, then another guy rises to the challenge. Is like, I will send more graphic.
One guy recognizes, he's like, who is it? That's my aunt. Yeah. I've got more pictures of her.
Mom Sophie. Yeah. But why are you doing
this? There's a little kid that was praying and he said, I said, believe in this Afrikaans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, believe, steer clear for all the.
What's the
send? Please,
please send clothes for all the naked women on daddy's computer.
Please send clothes.
Daddy's computer.
That's the one.
So, this when is the show?
We're gonna ask 25th of May.
That's now. That's next week, Friday.
Yeah,
well, the week
yeah,
after
the
that.
Week, 2 weeks after, Friday.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you selling tickets as a proper show? You got.
Yeah, I've been selling tickets via Tixa. Online.
See, there's always a new one. That's new one.
Yeah, I've never heard
Tixa.
Tixa.
They do quite a lot.
How do you spell that?
T-I-T-I
X
X S A.
Tix South Africa.
Tixa.
Yeah. Okay.
Sticking it to CompuTicket.
Yeah.
They sponsor this.
Yeah, I was like,
just look at it. Oh no.
Every
no,
time
no,
you look
no,
around for branding, we cool. all brought to you by Energade, the Guptas, and CompuTicket.
Yeah.
And Tixa. So the guys can go to Tixa and they can get tickets. And other comedians, who you got on the lineup?
It's my gents. It's King Ngoba.
Ngoba.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He'll be there as well.
Ngoba. Good evening, ladies Ngoba. And gentlemen.
Ngoba. Ngoba. Yeah. Ngoba. As a host, if I didn't say that properly, he checks it. He comes on stage and goes, I just want to say with his American accent.
I just introduced ladies
Ngoba.
And gentlemen.
Ngoba.
My name is
Ngoba. I'm from. He does the proper.
Yeah, he does the full thing.
Ngoba.
Ngoba.
Okay, let's.
Who else?
Yeah, for now, those are the two.
Those are the two.
Yeah. That's not enough. Yeah. I want more. Yeah. How much is the ticket?
It's about 280 and 320.
I want more comedians.
Yeah. I mean, Retabile has told us that you would love to come over.
He said to me, are you going to do a set? I'm there.
Yeah.
There you go.
He said Friday the 20-something.
21st.
25th, yeah, Friday evening. Yeah.
Did he really? Did he ask me? I was drunk when he phones at night.
It's not a good time for you that day.
I've packed my kid in bed. Is that the right word?
Yeah. No, folded him up. Done.
Folded my kid in bed.
And then it's your time, Dave, to drink heavily.
My time. And then we do exercises in the morning. And he does, whatever he does, I have to double it. So if he does 10 push-ups, I'm going to do 20.
Is that like the agreement?
That's the agreement. This morning, he does 40 sit-ups.
No, man.
40 push-ups and 40 stupid burpees.
Either way, that's too many
things. I'm going to double it.
You're like, kid, I'm taking you back to your mom's.
But he's gone to bed. I've found a bottle of Platinum Johnny Walker blended thing.
Which you have to drink.
I've had a few. And he's like, he can definitely notice I smell of something.
Yeah. <It's> like, he calls it the smell of daddy, but it's really booze.
Daddy's smell. Daddy's special smell. Okay,
oh,
so we got to go now.
Wrap up. Yeah. Right.
So you did 200.
No, I doubled. I count my burpees like this. You know, you do a burpee, so you go
one
up,
and
so
two,
it's
and
one,
three, and four, and
two, three, four. But he didn't notice that I'm counting like that. So he comes and leans on the thing. He's like, "How many have you done?" I said, "I'm at 40 now."
It's like, it's been so quick, Dad. You're amazing. What an athlete.
You did 20. Yeah. You did half.
Burpees are horrible.
You're going to double.
But listen, Edward, I do recognize you now because we spent a whole day together.
Yeah.
And as soon as he walked in, I'm like, I spent a day with this man.
Yeah.
I should at least remember that day. Because we might have snuck a hip flask into the F&B stadium that day. Because we knew the game was going to be boring. And we all had our pirate stickers on us and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm trying to remember the guy's name, the editor of Kickoff Magazine. Danny Jeff.
This
Lekker Oak, man. He's so knowledgeable about football. Yeah. And he said the only person who knows more than him is you. So that was a compliment. But thank you for spending the day with us. I think we went somewhere and raced cars and then we... I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
I was involved. Listen, good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
This is the first show that we've had quite calm.
Yeah, I know.
I think
so
you bring
man.
A calmness.
We
did bring a calmness.
We're very passive.
Do you have a like Oriental Zen vibes? Have you got a little frog at your door that's got a coin in its mouth?
Did you visit the Juju man before you? Yeah. The Juju man was like, guys, go out there and just be passive.
No, that was chilled today.
So chilled.
I mean, the problem is the Juju man in this country is Julius Malema.
Yeah.
And that's bad Juju. Bad Juju, no biscuit.
He's a good Juju man. He's a dope Juju.
So guys, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you. Say, tell us your name and tell us goodbye and good luck.
Kosnati is my name. Thank you so much, guys, for welcoming us. We appreciate for inviting us on the show.
Thank you. Cool. Yeah. I will win quickly.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Magens is speaking.
Yeah. And what Magens Mutale. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll see you at the K word.
At the K space. Yeah. Come on, man. Get it right, damn it.
K space.
My name's Dave Levinson.
I'm Ryan Holiday.
I'm Eric Jansen, and as always, we will see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.